News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The Iraq meltdown prompted a top-level briefing at the Capitol for members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Fox News Radio's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the Iraqi supernova could devolve to the level that it prompts Islamic radicals to launch another 9/11.
I don't know what the president's being told, but what I heard today scared the hell out of me. The worst is yet to come, and this place is completely falling apart.
House Speaker John Boehner accused President Obama of, quote, taking a nap on Iraq. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the U.S. got into Iraq on a false premise in the first place and should stay out.
And now the violence continues. So I don't think this is our responsibility.
And Iraq fatigue has virtually paralyzed Congress from suggesting additional U.S. military intervention there. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
Still no verdict yet in the reckless homicide trial for Raymundo Perez. He's the Bancroft man accused of reckless homicide for the injuries killing 2-year-old Felix Espinoza Vila back in 2011. The jury got the case at about 10 minutes to 2 this afternoon. 6 men and 6 women will decide Perez's fate. A number of counties not issuing same-sex marriage licenses dropping to the single digits in Wisconsin. A survey today from the Associated Press showed 63 of the 72 counties are granting licenses to gay couples. This in the wake of last Friday's federal court ruling that struck down the state's ban on same-sex weddings. Judge Barbara Crabb did not tell counties what to do in the aftermath of the ruling, and the state attorney general, J.B. Van Hollen, says that means the ban remains in effect, and same-sex weddings conducted over the last week are not valid. Judge Crabb will have a hearing tomorrow afternoon where the county's authority could be clarified. She could also put a ruling on hold while the state appeals it. The Associated Press said almost 575 same-sex marriage licenses were issued as of midday today, over 600 applications received by county clerks. A scammer tried to convince 2 older people in Madison that they missed a summons to jury duty and that they would have to pay a $493 fine. Madison police said the elderly people were wise and called the police first. No such thing. It's a scam. If you get something like that, report it to the police. One of the more famous Green Bay Packer fans got back his oversized Super Bowl ring that was recently stolen. A package containing the ring arrived in the mail yesterday. Steve Tate from DeForest said public support from fellow cheeseheads may have encouraged the thief to do the right thing and give back the oversized paperweight version of the 2010 Super Bowl championship ring. So what do you want to do for your 90th birthday? President George H.W. Bush at it again, skydiving. Fox's Molly Lyon has more from Kennebunkport, Maine.
Former President George H.W. Bush took to the sky yet again, his 8th parachute jump, marking another birthday leap. He gave word via social media, tweeting, "It's a wonderful day in Maine. In fact, nice enough for a parachute jump." The skydive from a helicopter was a tandem jump with Mike Elliott, whom he's jumped with previously, and other former members of the U.S. Army Golden Knights. 41 landed roughly, tumbling onto the grass at St. Anne's Church unharmed, greeted by loved ones, including son and former President George W. Bush.
George Herbert Walker Bush famously made a far more serious parachute jump back in 1944. That's when he was forced to bail out of his plane in the midst of a World War II battle in the Pacific. Ever since then, he's had enjoyable parachute jumps, usually on his birthday. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Decreasing clouds gradually and still a chance of a scattered sprinkle. Breezy and a low of 45. Mostly sunny Friday, high of 73. Mostly clear sky Friday night down to 48 degrees. Then Saturday, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers toward the evening, especially west of Wausau. 80% chance of showers and storms for the whole area in the overnight hours. Look for a Saturday high of 76. Sunday, mostly cloudy and more humid. We'll have showers and storms likely, especially through the middle part of the day, high 78. Monday, partly cloudy and warm, chance of a shower, high 82. Good chance of rain Tuesday and Wednesday as well. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.